Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 20.
For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot should say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing? If the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body.
Now, today's devotional reflection. Paul talks about our human body having many members. All the body members, though many, are one body. Then Paul says, "So it is with Christ. For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body." God arranged the members in the body, each as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body. Now, while all Christians make up the body of Christ, each Christian has a unique function to fill as part of that one body. One role every believer is called to fill, being the hands and feet of Christ. What does it mean to be the hands and feet of Christ? The hands of Jesus belong to all who are willing to do his work. Hands are genuinely the instruments of our work. So if we do the work of Jesus, we do the things Jesus did. Scripture outlines Christ's work in the work he calls us to accomplish with our hands. Jesus took care of the poor, fed the hungry, promoted justice and mercy, forgave, was hospitable to strangers and foreigners, loved his neighbors, healed the sick, promoted peace, looked after the captive, the prisoner, and the oppressed, and clothed the needy. And these are just a few things Jesus performed in his earthly ministry. The scriptures reveal even more of Jesus' good works. Jesus even said that whatever we do for one of the least of our fellow humans, it is as if we did it for him. Join us next time on Devotional Reflection when we consider being the feet of Jesus. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.